I never know. Sometimes. Who knows?
Wonder why he looked weird. Kidding. Oh boy.
Okay, give me a minute. This is going to be a very interesting year. The economy is going to go up and down. World economy is going to go up and down. There will be world unity and then shattering, and world unity and then shattering. But eventually there will be more unity. There's going to be a lot of deception, and there's going to be a lot disclosed and uncovered, dealing with politics, with individuals. It's going to be a year where you will stand again. Christianity will be attacked in various parts of the world, including here, which is unfortunate. Be aware of this. We are going through very, very strong changes. All of these are to the positive and the long run, but they're going to be scary as we pass through them. Medical field is going to be very interesting. There's going to be a lot discovered this year, and it's all going to be dealing with bacteria, viruses, and being able to cure them, especially those that mutate. There's going to be a lot coming into the medical field that will stop the mutating viruses and bacteria and other illnesses. There's going to be many breakthroughs that are going to be unexpected. And the interesting thing about it is normally they would have to work it through for 10 years. They'll pass many of these right through because they will have to. It's absolutely essential. We've got new illnesses and diseases that are going to be coming into effect. It will be all right. You will be safe. You will be all right. Don't be afraid of things that you hear and see in the media. There has been a lot of fear tactics through the media, which is very sad, but that will continue. But be aware of what is being said in the media. You must keep your awarenesses up. You must be aware of news and news reports. Weather shifting will be great this year, on into the following year. Extreme heat, extreme colds, strange weathers. It will continue. As it was last year, it will be again this year. Monetary will be all right. It will appear as though things will look very, very bad, but then they turn and they do get better. The latter part of this year could be a little dangerous dealing with the stock market, but please, if the stock market does go through a severe dip, ride it through. Do not sell, do not panic, ride it through. It will not be as great as 08. There's going to be a lot of fear in people dealing with going to malls, businesses, with good reason. There will be a great deal of problems dealing with terrorists, homegrown terrorists. This is going to be common, unfortunately. Trust what you feel. Trust what you feel here. If you feel safe, you'll be safe. If you feel like there's danger and you go, you're putting yourself at risk. This is going to be worldwide as well as here. Okay. Questions?
This terrorist activity, you say it's homegrown?
Okay.
Is this going to be like some type of false flag operations?
Are we going to have homegrown terrorists? Mm-hmm. Yes, we will have homegrown terrorists.
But they're not false flag operations?
No. And they will be individualized. There will be some minor groups, small groups, but more individualized.
Any reason for their attacks?
They're insane.
Okay.
They're insane. They will use this as an excuse, as a freedom to harm people. Or will they be actually cells? Some could be cells, but those will be found out. The ones that actually will be doing the dangerous activities will be more to those that are doing it on their own. Some may even have some backing. We're getting a lot of false media information. And this will continue.
Could it be more categorized racially?
Oh.
That's, I think.
Oh, that's been intense. There's been a definite, intense splitting, divisions, dividing races. That's been, but you're going to see that shifting. A lot of that's going to shift because people aren't going to tolerate it. They're not going to put up with it. They don't like having to walk on eggs. They don't like having to feel like they're politically incorrect with everything that they say and do. So you're going to see people rising up against that division. So I see that as a positive long term. It had a point there where it could have gone either way. But we're okay. It'll be okay. You'll see little flares of it. But it's going to be media inspired. And with certain leaders to try to create chaos and division of races. But I think people are not going to fall prey to this. I think people are sick of it.
So you think they might boot some of these leaders to the curb in the next year or two?
I think so.
Because they're definitely just stirring everything up. They need to.
It's to stir everything up. Mm-hmm. It's to create division.
By design.
By design. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for a while now, and it's by design. It's unfortunate, but.
Do you feel like this is an effort by the powers that be, as I call them, to kind of like a last gasp of control, trying to keep control? Do you feel anything like that?
There was an agenda that was supposed to be, to come into effect, that didn't come into effect, and so they're trying really, really hard now to make that agenda happen. But I don't think it's going to fly. The powers that be.
And the agenda was?
Radical change of this country. Almost went there. Removing God. Removing belief systems, tearing down belief systems, dividing. You divide and conquer. She had to go on to dinner with us. I think overall this is going to be a very interesting year. I don't see it as a negative year. There will be negative things occurring, the earthquakes, weather changes. It's going to be fairly radical. The sinking, the sinkholes are going to be more and more. But one thing, people keep building in places that they shouldn't. They don't learn. So you keep building in the same place, like California, for instance. You build in a place where you've had all these fires and mudslides, and you go back and you rebuild, the whole area is weakened. And I understand why they do it, but I also understand that it's not a real good idea. Yes?
Speaking of California, how is the progression from the spillage, from the radiation?
I haven't heard very much. That is still happening. It's still a process that's going on. But some of it has been shifted, and a part of this is because of the currents, the way the currents are now. So it's helping that.
Notice the seafood that you said was going to start going up and up. It's happening.
Yeah, for it sure. Is happening.
From Fukushima, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. They're really not doing anything, to my understanding, or I haven't heard anything.
Or the earth is taking care of itself?
To some extent. I think there's probably a little help involved, too.
Yeah.
Always.
I have an odd question.
Odd question, yes.
There have been, in the last few years, there have been like sonic booms, earthquakes, all over the country. I mean, like on a daily basis. There is no reported source of these sounds. These things shake people's houses, neighborhoods. They've heard stuff come from the air, under the ground, like as if their house is exploding, but it's not. And is there any...
I will say this.
Any reason for that?
I have personally gone through it. And when I personally went through it, the time that I went through it, it sounded like the inside wall was, I heard it crack, like it was cracked all the way across. It was a huge boom. It was just huge. And what I got was it was dark side. That's what I got. And then my life went into total chaos, like immediately after.
When did this happen?
That happened in 1996.
So that was early on.
It was early on.
But they seem to be getting,
they're getting
more
worse.
And more prevalent.
Yes.
Linda Howell's even got a map now, mapping them out in the country.
Well, that's they actually started around 1996 is when they started. And they've just progressively kind of gotten worse. And they're huge. They sound huge.
So you shouldn't think it's just something at the airbase then, huh?
No, it is
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I've had that happen too.
No authorities know what's going on. They don't.
I asked, and
in the dark.
I was told it was dark side.
Wow.
They completely blew my heater out. A copper tubing just went poof.
Now you've got other things that are going on. We're taking a lot of oil, and when you mess with this earth plane, you know, it causes problems. So that's part of it. Some of the fracking probably is a component of it. You've got all sorts of different geological reasons behind some of this. But what happened with me, with the booms that I experienced, it was dark side.
As you said, it's a living planet.
It is a living planet.
Very
and this planet.
Living, it's very alive. Mm-hmm. We as a being seem to have the oddball idea that we can plant our butt wherever we want and it's not going to move, shift, or do anything. Well, sinkholes are from sucking everything out from
that's
underneath
right.
it.
It leaves a hollow,
mm-hmm.
and they go, and they sink.
I didn't realize Kentucky was a second-ranked sinkhole. I thought I knew Florida was. I never would have thought Kentucky.
So is Missouri,
mm-hmm.
St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you've got mining.
You've got a lot
mm-hmm.
there. When you heard the crack, the boom,
yeah,
was that audible to other people around, or would it have been?
I would think so. I know so that some of them that I've heard have been audible. I mean, anyone could have heard it. I was inside the house, so I don't really know. And I didn't ask, but I would think so. I don't know that they would have heard the cracking of the wall.
Was that here or at your house?
That was at my house. Okay. I've never heard one here.
So it was kind of like a preface to a negative attack.
Yeah, it was like, say goodbye to your nice world. And my world went into just total chaos. My husband became totally possessed. It was a nightmare.
There's a, I've seen this, it's a documentary I've seen on TV. It's one of the nuclear reactors up north. I can't think of the name of it right now. I think it's Connecticut
okay.
and New York line.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go around it, and those people there have been complaining about the sonic booms. What they don't understand is you might be in your house today, I hear it, but you don't tomorrow or the next, and it just bounces all
yeah.
over.
They've had some also in Pine Bluff. There was reports of it in Pine Bluff, which was around the same time that I went through this, which was in 1996. And so, I don't know. All I can tell you is there's going to be more of it, more reports. We live in interesting times.
We don't know as much as we thought we did.
We never have.
We never will.
A tiny little fraction.
Yeah. Any questions? Well, that went really fast, apparently.
It was very fast. The medical, you said about the mutations for viruses and bacteria, that there was going to be advances, and is it going to be flus and... I mean, because there's so many mutations of the flu, you get a flu shot, but then there's...
Everything's mutating.
Right.
I mean, there was a time they didn't really do that like that, but there is now. Years and years ago, when I started working with AIDS, HIV virus,
mm-hmm.
What I would... This is going to sound really weird, but I've been doing this for like 30 years, so... I have a group, and I use mediums. And when somebody would be ill, I would have the illness brought through the medium where I would talk to the virus or bacteria, and I would ask them, what are you? And this one said, well, I'm HIV virus. And I said, are you man-made? They said, yes, we are. Okay.
Wow.
This country? No. Okay, that's good, I think. And they said that it had been through monkeys, experiments through scientists through monkeys. It wasn't, in other words, it wasn't done to people. It was something that the scientists were working with and experimenting with, not to set loose on people, okay? That was an accident. And I asked them, I said, what do you do? They said, we mutate. We have been taught how to mutate, how to change your DNA, your RNA. We know how to do that, and we mutate. And we, in turn, will train, because it is our nature, other bacterias and viruses to do the same. I said, oh my God. They said, yeah, well, not exactly, oh my God, they said. But they said, yes, we have to do this. I said, how can you be stopped? And they gave us some formulas, which we did use, and it did work, on how to put them in stasis. Can't really stop them, but we put them in stasis. And they said the only thing that could really kill the virus was heat, and it gave the ratio, or the what it would take, what degrees it would take to kill it. But since then, all these other bacterias and viruses have started to mutate, and they teach each other, and they teach how to protect themselves from antibiotics. And that's what they've done. They've turned into superbugs. And I'm here to tell you, they're very intelligent. The bacteria are not so much, but the viruses are very intelligent.
I still want to play machines. When you were seeing things, did you see anything about new life forms other than bacteria and viruses?
Nanobacteria.
What about animals or plants? Anything just emerging out of...
There's always new. There's always new. It never changes. Everything evolves, grows. There's always new. But yes, we were told about nanobacteria. That science had not, at that point in time, come across the nanobacteria.
Yeah, they were denying that they existed just a few years ago.
They exist. They'll find out. They need better microscopes.
For the nano.
For the nano. But it was interesting. At that point in time, I read where the Czechoslovakia scientists were trying to do something similar to what we were doing in our work, with trying to talk to the viruses and bacteria. I don't know how they were going about it, if it was the same way or what, but I thought it was interesting.
It is a form of possession, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's a life force. Mm-hmm. And all life forces have consciousness and intelligence.
Now, what I was saying earlier is viruses give me the impression that they're not anything other than, believe it or not, that sounds weird, but engineered devices.
No, they've always been around.
What I'm saying, I'll give you an example. There was a guy about a few years ago that actually took a polio virus, built it from scratch from chemicals off the internet, and then posted it. And they're so simple in design that they are basically nanomachines. And if you look at them, they almost look like machines, the way they're constructed. And the way they change molecule interfacing, okay. They're very, very, no, I'm serious. They act like nanomachines.
Okay.
And they're actually designing nanomachines around viruses.
Well, they're very intelligent beings.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I have one.
Yes.
You were talking about talking to the bacteria or the virus, whatever, the HIV.
Yeah.
Do they have to tell you the information?
Yes.
I mean, because I wouldn't tell you how to kill me. I mean, if I were talking to you.
They don't seem to, there's no disposition as to right, wrong. They're very intelligent.
It's just factual.
They're just, yeah.
It's very factual.
Yeah.
That's
they don't lie.
I was just wondering why they wouldn't hold something back.
They have no agenda for that.
Okay.
So you could figure out how to stop something from mutating, they don't have to worry about it.
Well, I asked them, you know, what the, I've got files on this, a lot of information on this. I asked them how it was that they couldn't be touched by antibiotics. And that's when they told me that they changed. They would shift, they would mutate. And I went, that's very interesting. So I started talking to them about the mutation. And I asked them, would you be affecting other viruses and other bacteria? They said, yes, it is our nature to teach. As we evolve, we teach all others around us how to evolve. That is nature. It's a natural process. And I asked them, that's when I asked them what it would take to kill them. Well, I didn't really say kill them. What would it take to send you back to the light? Because in truth, there is no real death. And they said, you cannot, it can't be done at this point in time. And this was back, 1989, somewhere in that time frame.
Yeah.
And they said they had been here before, that this had been done before, that AIDS had been here before.
They didn't say when?
Several hundred years ago.
Now, you said that they were here to mutate humans as well, the DNA
DNA, RNA.
Mm-hmm. For what purpose?
To save them, to protect them. They could change that for their protection.
So when they evolved to evolve us?
No. No.
Still
parasitic. Weaken us.
Okay. But you said something earlier about thermal.
Yes. I don't remember what the temperature was. It was very high. That could actually kill them.
So it sends you and them back to the light.
Yeah, but it'd kill you with it. So it wasn't very practical.
Why couldn't you ask the Legion of Pan to remove the virus?
It doesn't work that way. It's everything has a right to life. The formulas, I think we've got that on the webpage.
The Legion of Pan to remove viruses and bacteria?
No, the one for HIV.
That's not on there.
Okay, we've got to get that one on there.
That's like 6 pages or something like that.
No, it's 3 pages. It's 2 or 3 pages. Okay. It's a long, but it works. But you'd have to have some spiritual authority to use the formula.
Does it completely eliminate it?
No, it puts it in stasis. It doesn't grow. You do it once a year, and you stay okay.
So what separates the HIV virus from other viruses that are removed by that formula?
It was apparently technical. It was put into. It was scientifically created, if you will. They changed a virus into a mutating virus.
But they didn't set out to do that.
No. Well, they did, but there were all these conspiracy theorists that said that they had come up with this to eliminate all homosexuals and all this, all races and all this stuff. That was apparently not what it was there for. It was scientists that were working with viruses to see what they could do. There didn't seem to be any political agenda with it. Or, let me put it to you this way, it didn't know of one. And I don't know that it would know of one.
Or care.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to do what it does.
Exactly. So I thought it was kind of interesting. We've done a lot of our work that way, and that's where all this information comes from, and that's where the formulas and prayers come from, is through the work.
Are any of the viruses or bacteria put here by ET?
I got a call years back from a very well-known doctor in New York, Manhattan. And he said, I have a child that has some sort of infection. We can't find out what it is. We don't know what it is. And can you do something with this? Because I did a fair amount of work with some doctors in New York. And I said, okay, I'll try to find out. And when I went there, I found out that it was nanobacteria and it was alien. And I couldn't do anything with it. And the child died. Oh. That I didn't have it. The reason I couldn't do anything with it was because it was so far gone. It had been there for so long. There was nothing, it had done so much damage. We couldn't do anything with it. So, yes, that is the answer.
What about Magellan's?
Pardon, Magellan's? I'm not certain about Magellan's. I had a friend, client. Well, just about all my clients are friends. And he developed Magellan's. And he had had HIV. And it had gone into AIDS. And he had, some strange things were going on with him. There were burn marks under his tables, on his tables, charred burn marks. And he was pulling these strings out of sores, and they were different colored strings. And as a matter of fact, I've got some pictures of them. I think we still have them here. And he went to research it, and it turned out to be Magellan's, or what they now call Magellan's. I'm not entirely sure what that is, but he was going through a great deal of attack, demonic attacks, and he had gotten himself involved with meth and some very bad things. Of course, by the time he came to me, he was trying to straighten all this out because he was at the point of death. And we managed to work with him. We extended his life for about 2 more years. And it might have been 3, I can't remember. And I couldn't get an absolute answer on the Magellan's. So I really can't tell you. And I didn't do any more work on it because I was too busy trying to save his life. He finally ended up dying from a tumor.
What were the burn marks?
That was the demonic. There were, and I've had other situations with other people that have found burn marks on their floor, on their furniture, charts on the windowsills, where it was demonic.
That's interesting you said that it was linked to demonic, because I just watched a show on Netflix the other day. It was one of those paranormal activity, and one of the things I'd never seen before was this kid is possessed, okay? And he looks in the mirror and he sees something in his eye. He starts pulling out and it's like a string. And he's going, oh my God, what is this? And he's like pulling it out. And he pulls that one out of the other eye. And it's like Morgellons or Magellan's, whatever.
Magellan's, yeah.
And I'm like, that's the first time I've ever heard of that connection.
I don't know that anyone really has a handle on that. But if I were going to link it, that's where I'd link it. But with him, it was so difficult because he did so much meth for so long a period of time. Mm-hmm. That with the combination of all of the chemicals in meth, mm-hmm. you know, battery acid and you name it, it could have actually created that problem. So I really don't know. I'll try to find out the answer, though.
Okay. Some people have been saying that it has something to do with air spring, aerosols, and stuff like
not
that.
Not to my knowledge.
And people have these fibers, they have like wounds that just pop up on their skin, they can start getting into them, and they start picking on them, and they find these little blue and red fibers.
That's what happened with him.
It looks like carpet fibers or something.
Yeah, it's very strange. Yeah. Yeah, it's very strange. But everybody's got a theory.
Yeah.
I personally am not interested in theories. I would really like to know what it is. So if I find out what it is, I'll pass it on to you. But don't pass me on a theory.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You were talking about the economy, and if the stock market does take a dip to ride it out, will it complete its cycle this year, or will it go into next year?
In 2008, I was given a warning that January that the stock market was going to take a big dip in September, October, November. It started September 26th, went through till November 26th. They called it 2 months of days of hell. And that's what it was. And I had people calling me from all across the country that they were so panicked. They were going to lose their house, they lose everything they had.
It was in the late 80s.
It was. But yeah. The thing is this, if you ride it through and you don't panic and you don't start selling everything in the world, it will come back.
Well, it's all cyclical.
It's all, yeah. So all you have to do is ride it through. You don't lose anything unless you sell it, or unless your stock is such a small company that they go, you know, they lose a company. So my suggestion to you guys is if you're going to play the stock market, get out before that happens or ride it through, either way.
If you have a 401k, then you can't do anything about that. Yeah, because I lost thousands last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took mine out last time. I switched it over to a safer one.
My daughter made about $11,000 off of it.
Is this like economic up and downs just because the oil prices have dipped?
It's world conditions.
Well,
the oil prices is part of it. Gold and silver is part of it. And world conditions are part of it. We're like this. We're on a roller coaster ride, y'all.
Are the oil prices going to stay down for a while, like they're saying?
Yeah.
About 6 months is what they're saying.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Yes.
I think it'll actually go longer than that.
They said on the news that the oil will never make it back up to $100 a barrel.
I wouldn't count on that.
I wouldn't count on that either.
It's
supposed to be 6 trillion barrels in this field, but still.
I'm hoping the pipeline comes through.
Keystone.
I'm hoping we become independent.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Saudis are definitely freaking out.
But we have to wait and see where it goes.
Teleportation would be great right about now.
Pardon?
Teleportation would be great.
Yeah, it would.
It's for free.
And so, when you want to do it right then, yeah.
Except when you have flies.
Any type of businesses that you think will be good to get into? I know last year you were about internet businesses. What about this year? Anything in particular?
I have concerns over JCPenney's. I don't think they're going to make it.
I think Sears will make it
either. Sears may not, but I don't think JCPenney's is. Buying and selling anything. No matter what, buying and selling antiques, jewelry, furniture, anything made of wood, real wood, and buying and selling, there'll be market for that. Always be market for that. You can always make money with it. If you can't do anything else, you can do that. Huh. Sounds weird, but it's going to be a real good time for that. People are very materialistic. They like their stuff.
Yes, they do.
And they like more stuff.
Yes, they do.
And if they don't have a whole bunch of money, they're going to be looking for cheaper ways of having more stuff.
Yeah.
So provide them with stuff. Buy and sell.
So if you went into the antique store, and he always tells about making sure to do a lifting. So once you buy it And you can do the, then you can do your lifting on
sure.
it. And then it's free and clear, and you don't have to worry about passing something on to someone else.
That's correct. Yeah, I do warn you, I love antiques. I really do. I've always been drawn to antiques. I think I've been drawn to them because they compel me to them.
Yeah.
I have a spirit attached to me, by the way. Help me, please help me. So, I have learned now, if I really want an antique, I buy the antique, I do the lifting on the antique, I do the clearing using the salt water. Not a whole bunch, you don't want to kill the antique. And then your antique's okay. So it's not a problem. And before selling it to someone else, make sure you clear it.
So you could be a spiritual antique flipper.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to make money, get the spirits back to the light, and make a make somebody happy.
You're an antique redeemer.
Savannah's wheels are turning. I see them from here.
I can't go into antique shops. This stresses me out.
Oh, they're terrible. I go into the antique shops. Number one, I love all of them. Number two, they call to me. Buy me. Take me home. And they're not the antiques.
I feel kind of weird in there, too.
Yeah.
Don't buy any knives.
all the
yeah. Creepy dolls.
Creepy dolls. We can be creepy dolls redeemer. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not gonna take Chucky on personally.
Why not?
I have enough stuff going on.
Oh, hard pass. Okay, let's get back to being okay. Y'all are weird.
That's why you love it.
I do. I really do. I have more fun at my meetings.
So you just do the lifting like we want ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to own it first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can get permission of the owner.
Okay.
You can do it that way. Oh, there's something I want to talk about tonight. And I've talked about it, I think, before, which is the Glory Band of Mercy. But I want to go over it one more time because I'm getting a lot of calls right now from people. They think that they're demonically being hit, and they are not. They are, but they aren't. They're not being hit by demonic. They're being hit by human souls that have been bound into service with the dark side. They're human beings. Hey there, Harry. And when they hit with all the vengeance of demonic. But when you call upon the Archangel Michael and his legions, nothing happens. Now, the reason nothing happens is because these are human spirit, and Michael has no authority over the humans. Only the demonic. So you ask for the Glory Band to remove whatever's attached, affecting, or influencing you, your house, your property, whatever, in the name of Jesus Christ, and place them into protected sanctuary in the name of Jesus Christ, and it'll stop.
The Glory Band.
What is that?
The Glory Band are souls that were pressed in or bound into service that we prayed and got free.
Is that the ones up at Eureka Springs? Is that what y'all did?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Because mm-hmm. that was a big event, from mm-hmm. what I understand.
It was a big event. Yeah. And we developed a new Glory Band that chose to come back and be in service for God to help those that were bound in like they were, which is really kind of cool.
And that prayer is on the website.
Pardon?
That prayer is on the website.
Well, yeah, that prayer is on the website. Absolutely.
And it's under the page Bound Spirits. So.
Okay.
Have they said any reason why these human souls are messing with people?
They get sent by the dark side with the demonic. So when you call upon the Archangel Michael, that they move out all of the demonic, there's still activity going on, and it shakes your faith and your... And so what you do is you do a follow-up with the Glory Band. And then eliminates it. Another thing I've been having a lot of problems with are energies of damnations. There's a lot of folks throwing damnations around.
I have more people.
Me too.
There you go.
So this last year.
Out there. Yeah. All right, understand. It's just like the curses, spells, conjurations. What you do is you say energy and consciousness of damnations. I call thee forth through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. That twice. I release thee and unbind thee, undam thee, crossing the palms, and all thy many parts, layers, and intricacies, and turn them from negative to positive, and send thee back to sender to teach through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Twice.
That one's on the website, right?
That's on the website. So be aware of that. I had one today.
People get frustrated, I guess, and they start tossing them around.
Well, these were religious people that were judging a young lady in her lifestyle and threw a damnation at her.
And they meant it as one.
They meant it to damn her to hell because they didn't approve of her lifestyle.
They don't have the right to do that. It
happens to a lot of kids in service.
People do that.
That's the whole thing about Christianity, is not the judge. Duh.
I know that. But there are a lot of people that do not know that. There's people out there that believe that through Christianity, it's your job to judge.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like somebody needs to re-educate the church. And what Christianity is all about.
Pope's doing all right so far. The new Pope.
Pardon?
I said the new Pope's doing all right.
He is. I really like him. I like him.
I like him too. The last one gave me the eebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I didn't like him. I'm sorry. I had bad vibes.
Me too. Bad.
He looked evil.
This one I like. Any other questions?
I did. I've got a couple. I actually wrote them down.
God bless
I thumbed
you.
Them out. can the demonic go onto hallowed ground? Like in a church? Or...
Yes.
Okay. So as far
and they're, they can be,
do it or go wherever, huh?
They can be very active in a... They're very active in a lot of churches. I mean, I hate to say that, but they are. And ministers, if you choose to be a minister... You're pretty much a target.
Okay.
Because you have people that you're teaching. You have your flock that you're... And so you're a target. And yeah, they can be. Most definitely. I won't get into that.
I thought they could not enter hallowed...
They can.
Hallowed ground.
If it's truly hallowed.
Yeah.
Not the church.
Is it hallowed or hollowed?
Hollowed.
Hollowed, okay.
But they're not all that way. Because a place is supposed to be a church doesn't necessarily mean God
exactly.
is there.
That's what I was going to ask. Is that the difference?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is the difference.
So there are some areas that are truly hallowed?
Yes.
And can they enter those areas?
No.
Okay.
No. You leave your demon at the door.
And he'd pick you up on the way out.
Pick you up on the way
going. Check? Like a coat check. Huh?
Yeah, coat check.
Can you leave your coat?
Then forget it.
All right. My other question was, we were talking about this a couple meetings ago, about your day of reckoning. And if you die before or while you're putting something into action, how will that affect your day of reckoning if it hasn't happened yet?
Huh?
Okay, say someone, we'll just use something real TV-ish. What if someone took out a contract on someone else's life?
Okay.
Before that contract is fulfilled, the person who paid to have the person killed dies. Goes into the light. Okay, but they're still having stuff done, and then... The person that they hired to be killed is still killed. But they're...
Number one. Okay. Number one. if you're hiring people to kill somebody, uh-huh. more than likely you're going to be scared to death to walk into the light.
Well, what if they think it's justified, though?
Then if they walk into the light, they can walk into the light.
Okay.
Anyone can walk right. into the light. But I'm not sure. Are they going to get sent to hell?
No. Are their actions, are they still going to be held accountable for their actions when it happens after their death? While they're already in the light? Do you see what I'm saying now?
I'm trying.
Okay. No. Joy says no.
All I can tell you is this. Whatever you do here.
Right.
You're held accountable. Not judged.
Accountable, right.
You're held accountable there because it's a lesson that is unlearned for you. Are you going to be punished? No. But you will probably have to be come back and have to deal with the situation again, perhaps in the reverse. Could come back to you.
It's going to catch up to you, in other words.
Everything catches up with you. Because it's not a matter of punishment, it's not a matter of getting even, it's not a matter of revenge. It's really and truly about learning your lesson, getting it.
Well, your lesson would be unresolved.
Your lesson would be totally unresolved. Yeah, it'd be unresolved.
Well, you know, there's two people that in their wills they do stuff too that just really affect other people's lives and stuff. And that's what I'm saying. Are you still? That's going to catch up with you. Period.
You're going to be on the other end of that will at some point in time. Okay. Everything catches up. Okay. I mean,
it may not be immediate.
And it may not be the way you would think it should happen, but it's the way it's going to be most effective
to teach your lesson.
To teach the lesson. And I think people really don't. In truth, you can't get away with anything. Bottom line.
It doesn't matter how long it takes it to happen.
Doesn't matter. You. There are consequences, and those consequences. That's what teaches you the lesson.
Without the consequences. Because our life's eternal, so it's going to catch up.
So you're saying karma's a bitch, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And a half.
Karma is just a very thorough lady.
Yeah.
Well, you're your own karma. You set up your own lessons.
Gets straight to the point.
So, you know, if you choose to avoid them, that's fine. You're going to, that's going to happen.
Again.
Somewhere down the road. You can't avoid them forever. Which is, I think, is funny. I know.
Okay, I got a question for you.
All right, one more and then we break.
Okay, let's say we're going with that thought. And let's say you die and move on to your next life and you got to learn the lesson the hard way. Okay.
As always.
How do you know you're going to be learning a lesson the next time if you forget everything?
You put everything into place. If you go into the light, you put everything into place. You put all your roadblocks into place. You put everything that you need to keep you on the path that you need to be on to learn those lessons.
When you're in the light, you know it all.
You have that privy. Now, you don't have to if you don't choose to. You could actually just go, and go ahead and get born in and, you know, float around. You'll get knocked around a little bit. That's all right, too. If you incarnate from the outer darkness, then you don't have that option. And on top of that, you carry all that baggage, emotional and trauma, in with you. And you don't get to really choose your own parents like you should. It's a kind of like, oh, you look good, you know, and jump in there. And it can get really nasty. And then you get to ride that one through. Hate telling you this, but you are your own personal responsibility. Yay. You write your own script.
No one to blame but yourself.
That's it. Can't blame God.
God does. Why is God doing this to me?
They do. And God isn't doing it to you. You're doing it to yourself.
I don't try to tell people that.
No, not really. Devil doesn't make you do it either. You do have free will choice. It amounts to, I choose to do this or not to do this. That's as far as your free will goes.
It's personal responsibility. Pure and simple.
We're going to go ahead and break, and then we'll come back, about a 20-minute break, and then we'll come back. And I'm going to advise you, get the auxilium. That's not how you pronounce it, but it's the easiest way for me to pronounce it. Because we've got flu season coming right now where it's real strong. This particular product works extremely well. It will make the flu virus last only like 5 days rather than a longer period of time, and it lessens the, and it's natural.
What about for children?
Children is wonderful.
Oscillo.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
Oscillococcinum. Oscillococcinum.
That's it.
Say it again. Oscillococcinum.
I like auxilium.
Your way's easier.
That stuff in the flu.
Yeah, and I have my daughter on that every time. I've taken it. My husband, I really have to be very cautious because his immune system is weak, so I have to be really, really careful. So I make sure that I have that.
They announced today that the flu vaccine that's going around right now is only 23% effective.
Yeah, they mutated.
Yes.
Well, duh.
And some people, most of the people that are getting the flu actually got the vaccine.
Yes.
That's kind of weird.
I don't ever get the vaccine.
Okay, be aware of this stuff, okay? Keep it in your cabinet. Mm-hmm. Have it.
Is it a powder, a pill, a liquid?
It's a pill.
It's the little white pills, right?
Yeah, and it's really good. And it's homeopathic.
That is
homeopathic.
I like homeopathic.
Are we breaking?
We are breaking.